authorised by the Electoral Commissioner, Canberra. AEC, Australian Electoral Commission. Your official guide to the Farah by-election. Saturday, 9th of May, 2026. Producer's note. This recording lasts for approximately 15 minutes. The contents are as follows. This audio introduction. Part 1, Introduction. Part 2, What if I can't make it on election day? Part 3, What happens at the polling place? Part 4, How to make your vote count? Part 5, Accessible information. Part 6, Additional information for voters in Farah who are blind or have low vision. And the closing announcement. End producer's note. Part 1, Introduction. Voting is compulsory for Australians aged 18 years and over and enrolled in Farah. This guide is only relevant for people who are enrolled to vote in the federal electorate of Farah in New South Wales. The Farah by-election is on Saturday, 9th of May, 2026. Polling places open at 8 a.m. and close at 6 p.m. sharp. If you are blind or have low vision, you may be able to vote by telephone. There is more information on telephone voting in Part 6 of this guide. Why? This by-election is being held following the resignation of the member for Farah. You will vote for a representative for the federal electorate of Farah in the House of Representatives. Who has to vote? If you are enrolled in Farah, you are required to vote in the by-election. You can check your electorate details at aec.gov.au/check or call 132326 if you need help. Voting on election day. You can vote at any polling place in the federal electorate of Farah on election day. Locations may have changed since you last voted. Check where to vote at aec.gov.au/where. The final list of candidates and polling places will be published in the Sydney Morning Herald, the Daily Telegraph, the Border Mail, the Daily Advertiser, Wagga Wagga, and Sunraysia Daily on Friday, 8th of May 2026. Candidates and polling places will also be advertised in some regional newspapers and can be found at aec.gov.au/Farah. That's F-A-R-R-E-R. You can check the accessibility rating and details of polling places at aec.gov.au/Farah. Part 2. What if I can't make it on election day? If you can't make it on the day, you may be eligible to vote early in person or by post. To check if you are eligible to vote early in person, visit aec.gov.au/early. If you are eligible, you can vote at any early voting centre from Tuesday, 28th of April 2026. If you live in a remote area or are in residential aged care, health care or a similar setting, check for remote or mobile voting options at aec.gov.au/Farah or call 132326. To check if you are eligible and to apply for a postal vote, visit aec.gov.au/postal. Postal vote applications must be received by the AEC no later than 6 p.m. AEST, Wednesday, 6th of May 2026. For the latest details, including locations, opening dates and times, visit aec.gov.au/Farah or call 132326. Plan ahead before you vote. Do your research on candidates and preferences before you go to vote. A list of the candidates is available at aec.gov.au/Farah. Part 3. What happens at the polling place? A polling official will ask for your full name and address and whether you have voted before in this election. Your name will be marked off the electoral roll. You'll be given your green ballot paper for the House of Representatives. Read the instructions on your ballot paper carefully. You can use an AEC pencil or you can bring your own pencil or pen. You must number every box to make your vote count. Once you have completed your ballot paper, place it in the ballot box provided. If you need help, you can ask a polling official. The AEC encourages and expects respectful behaviour at polling places. Information in this guide reflects circumstances at the time of printing. Part 4. How to make your vote count. For the Farah by-election, you'll be given a green ballot paper. You will be voting for a representative for the federal electorate of Farah in the House of Representatives. A reminder that voting in a federal by-election is different from voting in a New South Wales state election or by-election. This federal by-election uses full preferential voting. Who you vote for is your decision. For your vote to be counted, it is important you number every box in the order of your choice. If you make a mistake, you can ask for another ballot paper and start again. Preferential voting means you rank candidates in the order of your choice. Learn more at aec.gov.au/preferential. Want to practice voting? aec.gov.au/practice. That's practice. Stop and consider. During a by-election, you will see a lot of information designed to influence your vote. Information from different sources is a vital part of the democratic process. It gives candidates, political parties and others a way to communicate their policies and beliefs with voters. However, some information may be false or misleading. It's important you carefully consider what you see, hear or read about the Farah by-election process. Take the time to consider, where did the information come from? Is it from a trustworthy media outlet or an official social media account? When was it published? Old information that is no longer accurate can be shared to make it appear like new information. Check if you're not sure. Artificial intelligence technology makes it easier to create false information about the voting process. If you see something about the Farah by-election process that you're unsure of, ask the AEC, especially information you may see on social media and online. Visit aec.gov.au/stop-and-consider for more information and short videos with helpful tips. Part 5. Accessible information. For blind and low vision voting options, call 132326. This official guide is available in audio, large print and e-text at aec.gov.au/guide. Request these formats or braille by calling 132326. If you are deaf or hard of hearing, contact us through the National Relay Service, NRS. Use your call channel and provide the NRS with our number, 132326. Auslan interpreting services are also available. For more information, visit aec.gov.au/assistance. Translated information. This official guide has been translated into Italian and Nepali and is available at aec.gov.au/guide. Telephone interpreter services are also available. For information, call the number listed next to your language below. Arabic, 1300 720 132. Burmese, 1300 290 617. Cantonese, 1300 720 135. Croatian, 1300 720 136. Dari, 1300 290 618. Farsi, Persian, 1300 290 619. Greek, 1-300-720-137. Italian, 1-300-720-138. Khmer, 1-300-720-134. Korean, 1-300-720-468. Macedonian, 1-300-720-139. Mandarin, 1-300-720-142. Polish, 1-300-720-143. Portuguese, 1-300-720-145. Russian, 1-300-720-146. Serbian, 1-300-720-147. Spanish, 1-300-720-148. Turkish, 1-300-720-149. Vietnamese, 1-300-720-152. Other languages, 1-300-720-153. Voting is compulsory for Australian citizens aged 18 years and older and enrolled in FARA. If you don't vote, you may be prosecuted. Voting more than once is a criminal offence. Part 6. Additional information for voters in FARA who are blind or have low vision. This additional information is for people who are blind or have low vision and are enrolled to vote in the federal electorate of FARA in New South Wales. Telephone voting option. If you are blind or have low vision, in addition to postal voting or voting at a polling place, you have the option to cast your vote by telephone. Voters who are blind or have low vision can cast a vote by telephone from any location by calling 1-800-913-993 or +61 2-6271-4611 if overseas. Telephone voting will be open from Tuesday, 28th of April. Telephone voting is a simple two-step process and AEC voting assistants are available to assist you through the process. Step 1. Call to register. If you wish to vote by telephone, you must first register by calling 1-800-913-993. Registration is available on weekdays between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. AEST from Monday to Friday during the 9 business days prior to by-election day. On by-election day, registrations open from 8 a.m. and close at 12 midday AEST. You'll be asked questions to check your details on the electoral roll and will be asked to choose a 6-digit personal identification number, PIN. You will then receive an 8-digit telephone voting registration number by your choice of an email, SMS or phone call. Step 2. Call to vote. Once you have received your registration number and chosen your PIN, you will need to call again to cast your vote. Telephone voting will commence from Tuesday, 28th of April. Voting will be available on weekdays between 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. AEST, Monday to Friday, during the 9 business days prior to by-election day, and 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. AEST on by-election day. To cast your vote, call 1-800-913-993. When you call, do not give your name or any information that could identify you. Please have your telephone voting registration number and chosen PIN ready. With these numbers, you can vote anonymously without giving your name, and these will be used to mark you off the electoral roll. An AEC voting assistant will record your vote. A second voting assistant will ensure your vote is recorded as you intended. Your vote will be read back to you to check for accuracy. You can choose whether the voting assistant or witness reads it back. Your vote remains secret because the AEC voting assistant will not know your name or address. Once your vote is complete, the ballot paper is placed into an envelope that is sealed and then deposited into a secure ballot box. Remember, you have until 12 midday AEST on by-election day, Saturday 9th of May 2026 to register, and until 6 p.m. AEST to cast your vote. Accessible information. List of candidates. The list of candidates contesting the Farah by-election is now available. You can listen to the list of candidates at aec.gov.au/Farah by using the Read Speaker application on the AEC's website to read the content aloud. You can also save content from the AEC's website, including the list of candidates, as an MP3 file by using the Read Speaker application. The list of candidates is available in audio MP3, e-text and large print at aec.gov.au/accessible. Alternatively, you can request a copy be sent to you in the above formats or Braille by calling the AEC on 132326. Accessible formats of this guide. The Your Official Guide to the Farah by-election is available in audio MP3, e-text and large print at aec.gov.au/guide. Alternatively, you can request a copy be sent to you in the above formats or Braille by calling the AEC on 132326. Closing announcement. That is the end of Your Official Guide to the Farah by-election. This recording was made for the Australian Electoral Commission by Accessible Information Solutions of Vision Australia in April 2026. Your narrator has been Julie Horton. This is the end of the recording.